Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Lord, I Need Help, already in progress.
You know, when somebody says, you know, God would never send an evil spirit to torment me. Well, you haven't read the Bible very well, I'll say that. He does. He will send those tormenting spirits to torment you. That's 1 John 5:18. I love that scripture. 1 John 5:18 says, my true children do not sin. Okay, now, if we're really God's child, we're not supposed to sin. We are dead to sin. When we accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, you're supposed to be dead to sin. Is that right? Now, if you're dead to sin, is it possible to sin? No, it's impossible. It's like Paul said, how in can a dead man sin? Well, of course, and he's talking about baptism there, so I've told this a lot of times. I said, well, one thing about it, when I baptize people, and I baptize several of them, and I hold them down a little while and raise them up, and I said, now raise them, walk in newness of life. I said, now then, if they go and walk holy before God, I held them down long enough. Now then, I said, if they don't, if they go back to their old ways, then I obviously didn't quite kill them, so I didn't hold them down quite long enough. So there's some of us that he needs to hold down a little longer, right? And that's kind of funny, but that's just the way it is. You know, he says clearly in his word in 1 John 5:18, my true children. Now, see, now that's supposed to be us, every one of us, right? Are we supposed to be true children of God? Well, we're supposed to be dead to sin. We're supposed to be alive to Christ. Is that right? So if I'm dead to sin and alive to Christ, I will not sin. And so he says there clearly in that scripture, my true children do not sin. They keep themselves from evil. And the evil one, which is the one come to kill, steal, and destroy, he can't touch you. So can you walk right in his presence? Yes, you can. You can walk right by the devil and you can pat him on the shoulder. You know, that's just like here a while back, a guy called me and said, I just got through listening to this, How to Get a Lost Person Saved. And he said, I can't believe you have this kind of power with the devil. I said, what do you mean? He said, you're talking to the devil. When you called him into your pickup, you're talking to the devil like you had all power and authority over him. I said, well, that's what the scripture says, brother. He said, the scripture don't say that. And I said, yes, it does. I said, have you read Luke 10, 19, and 20 lately? He said, well, no. He said, but I'm listening to this story where you're calling the devil in to kick him out of a man. He said, you know you can't do that to the devil. I said, oh, yes, I can. I said, in fact, scripture says, behold, I give unto you power, me. I give unto you power to tread on the serpent and his scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and he shall in no wise hurt you. And nevertheless, rejoice not in this, that he has to be subject to you, but rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven. Isn't that awesome? Now, if Jesus told me I have that kind of power over the devil, I believe I'm going to believe him instead of some man. That's telling me I can't do this, especially after I'd done this years ago, got the man saved, been years have come and gone, and I got that guy saved, got him filled with the Holy Ghost, got his arm healed, his back healed, and everything else. If the Word of God don't work, you need to go tell Larry that it don't work, because we hadn't figured it out yet. We used the Word of God and got a man completely delivered and saved, and that guy, the first day I met him, I asked him what his name was. He told me his name was Larry. I said, are you a Christian? Oh, my goodness gracious. I never heard a man blow up like that. Blankety-blank, no, I ain't no blankety-blank Christian. I don't want to, don't talk to me about that blankety-blank religious stuff. Ooh. I said, what'd you say your full name was? And he told me, and he said, what are you on my name for? I said, well, I'm going to pray for you. He said, don't pray for me. I don't want you to pray for me. I don't want to become no blankety-blank Christian. I'm okay just like I am. Here he is, sick and afflicted and dying and going to hell and thinks he's okay. The God of this world blinded his mind to the truth. I told him, I said, sir, you don't have to worry about it. You won't have nothing to do with it. So I left, and boy, that next morning when I'm going to work in my pickup, I go to the throne room of God. Does the scripture say we can come boldly into the throne room of God? Is that what he said? So if the Lord tells me I can come boldly into the throne room, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to come in there, Lord, I'm your son. Here I am, Lord. I'm doing my best to walk in obedience to your word, but I'm your son. And by being your son, there's a man I met down here on earth that's lost. And I just want to praise you and thank you that you've given me all power and all authority over the devil. Thank you, Lord. It's all mine. Now, Satan, I know you're the accuser of the brethren. I know you're accusing us, so I'm calling you down here into my pickup. Sit down right there in that seat, mister. I've got a word for you. You have to be subject to me. You have to obey me. Is that what Scripture says? And you devil of hell, I command you to come out of that man, quit bothering, quit blinding his mind, get out of his life and stop it right this minute in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I thank you that you said that no man can come into the kingdom except to be drawn by the Spirit. And so in John 6:44, you clearly said that you draw whoever you want to. So I'm coming to you and asking you to draw Larry into the kingdom of God and gloriously save him, fill him with the Holy Ghost. Lord, thank you. It's done in Jesus' name. Now, did God say he wanted that every man should be saved? Yes. So am I praying within the will of God? Yes. God don't want nobody to be lost and go to hell. He wants everybody to come into the kingdom. And so whenever I kicked that devil out of that boy and asked the Lord to save that man, it was just a few weeks. That man walked in my office one morning. He walked in, he says, Thurman, where do you go to church? Now, this is a guy that fussed when I said something about church. But I've been praying and asking the Lord to soften his heart and redirect his heart. I mean, I used to think that we had free will. After I learned Proverbs 21:1, I realized you don't have a free will. If I pray for you, your free will is out the window. In some areas, you know, I don't have total control over everything. But what if God said he wants you saved and I'm praying for you to be saved, then, hey, I got all authority there. And so whenever I did and done that, and he come in and wanted to know where I went to church, and I told him, the First Baptist Church in Justin. He says, what do you think about so-and-so? He named a pastor that had made a mistake and got hooked up with some women, committed adultery. And I said, well, you know, he made a mistake. But I said, you know, he confessed his sin and God forgave him. He said, well, how about this other preacher that's done this and got hooked up with all this money and built all these buildings and all these yachts and everything all over the country? I said, well, you know, God's big enough to take care of his kids. I said, you see, he got caught. I said, so, you know, God knows everything. You can't get by with nothing, can you? No. With God, he knows everything you do. You know, some people think that's bad because God reprimanded one of his pastors. And then there's people who come to church and never give God a dime of their money. You know, and God told them to, you know, give and it'll be given to you. Did he not? And then people come to me all the time saying, I can't make my house payment. I can't make my car payment. But will you loan me $50 or $500? I said, are you tithing? Oh, no, I can't tithe. Are you giving anything into the kingdom? Oh, no, I can't give. I said, until you learn to do things God's way, there ain't no way you're going to ever be able to pay your bills. You've got to do it God's way. You know, if you run into people that's got money, that's in a church, you can ask, are you a tither? Oh, yeah, I tithe. Look, I wouldn't even think about tithing. They say, I give more than a tithe. I say, oh, you do? And then they say, oh, yeah. And I give. And my next door neighbor down there needed some work the other day, so I went down and helped him or her or whatever. But I give into the kingdom of God all the time. Did the Lord say, give and it'll be given to you? Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Is that what he said? So if the principles are there, then why don't we do it like he said? If you want to be, everybody wants to be blessed, but nobody wants to do what God says to get blessed. Whenever you pray for people like that and you get them saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and then get them healed and everything else, and then somebody comes along and tells you, you know, you're wrong. That doesn't work. I'm sorry. You got to me too late. It does work. It's just like healing. You know, I believed that for 30, 35 years, you know, that there was that it didn't work, that we could not get nobody healed, that, you know, God give us doctors. But then I learned that, hey, with God, there ain't nothing impossible. You know, all you got to do is believe. Is that right? That's all you got to do is believe, you know, so praise God, he'll do it. All right, let's go on a little further here. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and in all things he might have the preeminence. So who's in charge of this whole thing? God, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is in total control, and there's only one on this earth you need to please, and it's him. If you please God in what you're doing, you don't have to worry about the devil. The devil can't touch you until you sin. So you don't have to worry about it. Okay, let's go to the next verse, 19. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him and to reconcile all things unto himself, I say whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you who were sometimes alienated from enemies in your mind from wicked works, now you have been reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Just think, if God did something to make you that perfect, he did it all. You didn't have a thing in the world to do with it. Not a thing. Let's go to the next verse, 23 and 24. But if you continue in the faith, You know, when I think about this, if you continue in the faith and grounded and settled and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which was created to every creature which is under heaven. If you continue. I had a man in the back one night, I don't remember which one it was, but I noticed he was way back in the back, and I noticed back there with his hand up, and I didn't know whether he's praising God or wanted to ask a question. So I thought, well, I'll just keep on talking. And in a few minutes, one of the deacons went back there, and I saw them talking for a minute, and then the deacon came back up here, and he stopped, and he said, Thurman, he has a question. I said, okay, I'll stop right here. And I said, what's the question? He said, I watch a lot of television, Christian television, and I hear some pastors saying, once saved, always saved. So he said, if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, are you forever saved regardless of what you do? And I told him, well, I'm going to tell you what I believe about once saved, always saved. I said, here's what I believe about this. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you really got saved, if you really come to Jesus and you really accepted Him, at that point, you become a daughter of the King, right? Okay, now, as a daughter of the King, why would a daughter of the King ever do anything other than act like a princess? You see what I mean? Okay, so if we go through her life and we check 30, 40, 50 years later, she's still walking in obedience to God's word. She knows she's a princess. She knows she's royalty. She knows she's a daughter of the King, and she's acting like it, walking in love, treating people with love and respect. I walk up and I say, one thing about that girl's really a Christian. She knows Jesus as her Lord and Savior. But let's say that we go along there for 5 or 10 or 15 years, and then one day she decides she wants to do something her own way. I don't have to serve God. You know, I can steal from my company. You know, I can sleep with people I'm not married to. I can do anything I want to do because I saw in the book it says that once saved, always saved. So then if I'm once saved, always saved, then I can do everything and anything I want to do, and I don't have to worry about nothing. I said, the scripture clearly says that if you're a drunkard, if you're an adulterer, you're a murderer, you're a pervert. He goes down to a long list. And he said, you that do these things. And he's talking to the church. He said, you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I said, sir, if you want to make sure that you're saved and you make sure you want to go to heaven and you want to believe that once saved, always saved, then say, God, I'm your son. I promise you I'll walk holy in your presence. I will not mess around with nobody. I'll walk in total obedience to your word. I will go to church. I will tithe. I will treat everybody with love and respect as all the years you let me live on this earth. I said, then I can guarantee you, once saved, always saved.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Lord, I Need Help, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.